Okay, so hi everyone, welcome to Bye Bye Bye.
My name's Imogen.
Now we're all thrown up.
We started doing that. We stopped doing that a while ago.
This episode's a ruin.
Oh, well, we'll have to just no. It's over now. We can't do the point. We have a special.
Whatever. We have a special.
I'm Claire.
We have a special guest this week, and I didn't actually ask our special guests how they wanted to be addressed, because I think that closeted in Canada is a bit of a mouthful. So why don't you tell us who you'd like to be addressed as?
I mean, you could just call me Canada because it's much shorter.
Canada's
that's
good.
So good. We get to address all of Canada.
Yes.
Hi, Canada. Canada.
The representative for all of Canada is here. She will be speaking on your behalf.
I had some poutine tonight. So good.
Nice.
Oh, man. I mean, as representatives go, I'm probably not that bad considering the alternatives.
I know very little about Canadians or Canada. In general, just that you have a hot prime minister. That's the only thing I know about you guys, I think. So.
Oh, but he's so useless.
Is he pretty but dumb?
Mostly, yeah. He has, what is it, charisma but no substance.
Better than hideous, uncharismatic, and monstrous.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many things has he actively ruined?
It's more things that he promised and that just isn't doing.
Yeah.
He's not great. Mm. He's better than alternatives, but not great.
What a trade. No. That's how it goes, right?
Yeah.
I'll take our stupid pretty boy over that.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. There's no way you can ever get rid of yours. I'm sorry. Well, not unless you vote him out or something. I don't know how. Ugh, I don't know.
Well, apparently we don't either. So.
No. You can have mine. We can have mine. We've got a Muppet at the moment as our prime minister.
Okay, get a new one soon enough, anyways, right?
I was going to say, yeah. Don't you trade yours every 3 months or so?
That's about right. This one's not going to last very long. We're all pretty sure of that. But yeah, he looks like a Muppet and he's an idiot. So whatever. Whatevs. Anyway. Did we have a theme this week, or is it just going to be closeted in Canada?
Today is the
floor show.
a very special episode for a very special friend.
Mm.
So, but we already introduced Canada, so.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, wrote to tell us this week that real bananas are also gross. So, so you and I are good again, Canada. Fine. So.
I like bananas. I think that bananas, we had a really good theme. Like, okay, as start continuing our tradition of talking about food for the first half an hour.
food and
jingles, because we had a really good ad here for bananas, which was basically just the word banana sung over and over and over and over. Yeah, and I will put the jingle in, because that's what I do now.
Banana, 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 make those bodies sing.
Hold on. They had to advertise bananas?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's we like do a... that here with other stuff like milk and meat.
What, meat in general? Like just meat?
Beef, yeah.
Depends
There's
on
a whole
what
ad is. Campaign for just beef.
Yeah, oh, it yeah, depends we had... on what the meat du jour is. I had a perfect word for it. But like for a little while, like pork, the other white meat or something like that was around forever.
The pork, the other white meat.
Oh, I'm sorry. The other white meat is baby. Pork is just the other white meat.
Oh man, no, the we have a lamb one. Like everyone loves lamb in Australia. We're big on that. I don't know if you guys have ever heard the Beef and Dairy Network, which is hilarious, but just a shout out to that, because that's if you ever want to hear a weird podcast about meat, that's one they can listen to. But yeah, the banana ad was really really good. Yeah, what other foods are we going to talk about this week?
Well, I don't. Well, okay. I mean, I can. You're going off script. Imogen.
Am I? Did I need to talk about food for longer?
You've thrown off my groove.
I had peanut butter toast for breakfast, and I was considering pouring myself a glass of wine because we started a bit later than normal, but it's still 15 minutes before 12 o'clock, and I'm like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to become that woman. I'm not going to be the one who drinks at 10 o'clock in the morning.
See, I almost never drink, so when I want to, I just do it. Like, I don't care what time it is.
Is it sometimes at 9 a.m.? Or
I mean, I'm usually not up that early anymore, but I've definitely done before noon.
I used to keep what I called my weekend coffee creamer on hand, which was Bailey's. So I would get up in the morning and put Bailey's in my coffee and enjoy it. And I can't do that right now because someone has to go pick up my child from school.
Yeah.
Ostensibly it's 10 minutes, but...
What does she do? Does she just hang around?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's got... a boyfriend, no?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So they sit around and do baby boyfriend, baby girlfriend things.
Oh,
so and it's like so it's like their 1 month anniversary.
Oh man, that's so long when you're 16.
I know. It's so long.
It literally feels like yesterday you told me someone had asked her out. It's like,
I know.
1 month.
And she spent a long time. She spent all day yesterday, like taking an old jar that peppercorns came in and scrubbing the label off it and writing out little nice thoughts and stuff on strips of paper and folding them all up and putting them inside the corked bottle. It was so cute.
Oh my god. I know I always say I never want to be a teenager again, but that is just ridiculously cute. I'm quite jealous.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of teenagers, see what I did there?
Yeah.
Imogen, did you get the
seamless?
Seamless. Did you get the and I can't ever just let it go. I point it out every time. Which turns out did you get the email I sent of our Babby listener, Sin?
Our other friend of the cast, yes.
Friend of the cast. I did. Our baby friend. Yes.
Baby friend, yeah.
Baby. It's a baby boy. Sin. Sin, who gave us that amazing story about his uncle kidnapping children and putting them to death in the forest in Ireland. I know that is not what it was about. That's what I took away from it. So we
should give the friend of the cast a round of whatever we
pretty
do.
Pretty close.
Audibly. Yay, because he just got accepted to college.
Oh, yay! Yay. Well done.
Yay!
Excellent
so proud
stuff.
Of him. Okay.
My anyway. God, college. That's like you had that weird thing about college, don't you, where it's all like general knowledge stuff. You don't actually decide what you're going to study until like you're 25 or something. Isn't that how it goes?
No.
Like you?
No.
No. Okay.
No, but we're not going to get on this topic because I'll be on it for like the next hour and a half. And all of my college rage will come out. So
we'll save that if we need to fill more time.
Go back to college rage. So Sin's sent us his coming out story, which is very sweet. And he's sent us an email. As you may or may not know, I'm not out to my parents. Not because they'll take it badly, mind you. It's just a very terrifying idea that I don't want to think about. I can understand that completely. A feeling I'm sure all of you can relate to. This story was either this or last January. I'm leaning towards this January, but that's not important. No, because time is a construct that doesn't mean anything. And yeah, November has lasted for 500 years and 2018 has been going since the 1940s. So I was in either Washington, D.C., if it was last January or New Year's, or NYC for this January, going to the Women's March. So there are people everywhere selling memorabilia because, of course, they are. And I, as the closet disaster bisexual that I am, decides to buy a pride flag to wave around and stuff that I still have, by the way. It's on my shelf next to my statue of Soldier 76. You're an Overwatch fan, aren't you, Claire?
Yep.
My mum gives me a funny look when I ask for some money to buy one. But as you know, the powers of heteronormativity are strong. Indeed, they are. Even with someone as lovely as my mother. So she doesn't think of it much. So we're marching somewhere. I'm not quite sure where. Cities are confusing and anxious. Also, a lot of standing around. And I'm waving my pride flag around when this woman comes up to us in the crowd and starts talking to my mum about me. Now, I've never met this woman before, but she explains her son is gay and that you can't do anything but love your children wholeheartedly, which I thought was very wholesome. But the thing was, she thought, and almost sort of got right by a few notches on the Kinsley scale, that I was gay because of my pride flag that I was carrying and was trying to relate to my mother about being a mum, the mum of a gay kid. My mum, being the lovely woman that she is, not wanting to let this lady down, goes along with it, pretending that I was gay, which was hilarious because when I was talking to the woman, I wasn't pretending, but my mum thought I was to not let down this woman. It took all my willpower not to burst out laughing at the irony. And they talk for a minute or two about loving your children and stuff. It was rather wholesome. I managed to get a moment without my mum to talk to this lady and explain the situation, which she found to be sweet and slightly hilarious. She also apologised for almost outing me. She talked with me about her son and we bid farewell once the march kept moving. That night back home, she came into my room and thanked me for pretending to go along with it. This is his mum. And not breaking that woman's heart, which prompted another laugh I had to suppress. When the day comes that I do come out to my parents, my mum is going to have a big laugh about it that when I remind her. So that was the time I kind of sort of almost came out to my mum in typical disaster bisexual fashion. It's like, it's the classically disastrous bisexual. It's fantastic. It's like going to grow up to be the perfect disaster bisexual. I'm going to write this into a story one day and people are going to ask me, hey, Sin, first off, yabba dabba do. Secondly, where did that story come from with the guy and the mums and the humorous irony? And I'm going to say, it's all in this podcast. Listen to it. I haven't had the energy to tell you. And also, you're being eaten. Also, you're being eaten by a snake. Thanks, guys. Love, Sin. Also, oh, he did mention the name of the guy, the son, but I cut it out because I didn't think that he would want me to say the name. But he's got a PS afterwards. So the son's name of the woman who was mistakenly hilarious was called, he's called Michael. And Sin's got a little PS. Michael, if you're listening, it's the holy year of 2018. Call me. So this podcast has now become a dating podcast as well as an advice podcast. Give Sin a call, Michael. Go on.
Give him a call.
Then let us know how it goes.
We'll be following up on this hot story.
Yes, we will. Oh. Do-do-do-do-do. News, breaking news, breaking news.
I love the transition from advice to matchmaking.
We'll be back to advice again.
Yeah, I mean, ostensible matchmaking just like ostensible advice.
Yes, because Sin's not Sin's full name, I presume, and Michael's just some random guy in Washington or New York. We're not sure which. If your name's Michael and you're gay, and yeah, just give Sin a call, I suppose. Like, that's what it comes down to.
It's got like all the trademarks of the disaster bisexuals. He's not sure what year it was or what city it was in. What they were doing. Okay, so Anonymous.
Is it time to yawn again?
Keep it moving, Brandon. Keep it moving. Anonymous on Tumblr writes to ask us, what is your favorite way to come down from a crappy day?
We should start with closeted in Canada.
We should.
Guess first.
Yeah, Canada, what do you think? All of Canada.
Speaking on behalf of Canada.
What does Canada do?
Yeah, how does Canada find a goose? Come down?
There's a part of me that genuinely wants to say, I just quote my moose snow. But I have done that. And it's actually really, maybe not roll in the snow, but like go in full parka up and like lie down in the snow and just stare.
I thought
up
you
at
meant
right
now. It is very calm. Like, tip my not quite Canadian hat to you because that's terrifying. My husband thinks that moose are just like bigger deer.
Yeah, maybe he's from bigger you mean like almost elephant sized deer. Yeah,
like he's from Des Moines, Iowa, which is like, you know, big city. I don't think he's ever seen one in the wild.
Is Des Moines, I thought all of Iowa was just corn.
I think so. Uh-huh. But they don't have moose there.
I thought you said porn.
I was like, this is something I have not heard about Iowa. Australia coming in with the hot takes, apparently.
Iowa, the porn capital of the United States.
Shouldn't you know?
Well, it explains a lot about your husband.
There's not much else
yeah,
to do.
Especially in the winter.
Mistake moose for elephants or something, I don't know. But yeah, that sounds like a really nice thing. I would like to be able to do that, except that snow is something I didn't see until I was about 24 years old.
You probably wouldn't enjoy it. You'd probably get cold. I like it. I do that. I used to do that when I was a kid, at least.
We used to do the thing we had a friend who would throw parties when his parents were out of town, which happened more often than I'm comfortable with now. And they had a great big hot tub, so we would, and it was always small, there wasn't a lot of us, and we would get in the hot tub and we would sit until we were like super, super hot, and then we'd run out the patio door and jump into the snow, and I don't know why. And it's just another example of how, like, I'm not sure that I lived to adulthood.
That's only really dangerous if you're on a combination of drugs, though. Look, I'm sorry, I know these things. The temperature changes when you're high on ecstasy are extraordinarily dangerous, and you shouldn't do that. So if you're in a hot tub and you're high on ecstasy, don't jump in the snow.
Especially if you're in Australia, because it's probably not real.
Yes. If you see snow outside the hot tub in Australia, I think you probably got a little bit of extra stuff in your ecstasy. It wasn't just ecstasy. Yeah, it was possibly cut with LSD. But yeah, don't do that. But I actually have done what you describe. I've actually, because I took my kids to the snow a couple of years back.
We I love people that go to snow. That concept always cracks me
it's,
up.
Well, yeah, it's never gonna come to us. That's for sure.
It's so funny to me.
It's sort of brain melting to someone who lives 6 months in the winter to think that right. People actually have to go somewhere else to find snow.
Yes, I know. It's like me. It's like I suppose I feel similarly about beaches. I don't know, because some of you guys are landlocked, aren't you?
Oh, I'm heavily so, yes.
Oh, yeah, me, definitely.
Oh, yeah. You live like on an island, lady.
Yeah, but I can only see the ocean from my bathroom window.
Jesus. That's like... I don't know, but just and just the concept of being able to walk outside in the middle of winter with a t-shirt on and not die immediately is kind of cool. But I took the kids to the snow and got exhausted because apparently walking in snow is hard.
Yeah,
like what the fuck? It's harder than walking in sand because it's not as firm. And I had the full ski gear on, which is cool. It's like you're toasty warm in that. If you just got the ski pants and the ski jacket on, you don't feel the cold much. And I just lay down because I was tired. It was very comfortable. I enjoyed it. It was nice.
Funnily, all snow survival advice tells you not to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, Australia will be brought down by a blizzard.
I did that when I was a kid, though. Like, we'd get big old piles of snow that had been shoveled out of the road, and I would dig a little den for myself and
oh yeah
go in there, sleep for a little bit.
Yeah. This is what the sleep study is going to tell you to do. The sleep study is going to say you can't sleep unless you're in an igloo. You need to go make yourself
probably
a bed.
I do run real hot.
And it was the 80s. Our parents didn't watch us when we went outside.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you dug a tunnel into the big, huge banks of snow-plow-driven snow and disappeared for a few hours, nobody even thought anything of it. Oh, I can't see the kids in the yard anymore. They must be under the snow.
I had a really loud sister. They just figured she would yell loud enough that she could. They'd be able to hear us if we got buried.
buried by snow falling?
If we had a tunnel collapse.
Yeah, okay. It's weird stuff. It's just weird stuff. I'm completely. Yeah, I don't get it. I saw we went out in it and it was actually snowing. We were up at the snow one day. Like the first time we went out was beautiful and white and sunny and gorgeous and we were just playing happily. And then it actually snowed and I was like, yeah, this fucking sucks. It sucks big time. I don't want to ever be out in this ever again because it's like rain, but it's rain that is sentient and can get inside you because it's not.
Sentient.
Kinky.
It's just so. We went out for about 5 minutes that day. I was like, no, I'm going back inside. You can go out and do whatever you want. I'm not leaving the house ever again.
Go get lost in the snow. Right of childhood.
Okay. Aside from snow, how else do you guys come down from a shitty day?
Well, my standard answer for this is always just a glass of wine, but I'm not allowed to do that anymore. So I have taken to peppermint tea, which I like, and classical music. I'm old now. Like I came home the other day, and it was And it was a non-drinking day because I have non-drinking days now. And I came home and I was like, oh, fuck it, it was such a shitty day. What I want is a glass of wine. I'm not allowed to have a glass of wine. So I made myself a cup of tea and I put on some Beethoven. And fuck, if it didn't work, it was just like, oh.
Wait, say
hunger.
That word again.
Beethoven.
Oh, okay.
Tea?
No, fuck. I'm not sure
fuck?
What I
fuck?
Heard.
I can say that a lot if you like.
I thought you pronounced like Beethoven like phonetically.
Oh, Beethoven.
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 Anyway, yeah, it was very nice and I enjoyed myself. Oh. But yeah, of course if it is a wine day, I will have a glass of wine.
That implies that some of us know how to come down from some people, I've heard rumor, just, you know, like kind of embrace
stewing it.
Just stew in it and push through and pick fights.
Pick fights with people.
On Tumblr.
Got it.
But Tumblr's going away, guys.
If Tumblr goes, what are you going to do, Brandon, if Tumblr goes?
I don't know.
People on Discord. Just started like fighting Discord channels.
It'll just be the little fight me emoji.
Yes.
I'll probably still fight people on Tumblr because Tumblr's not going fucking anywhere.
I know. I mean, this I'm trying to count what number of times this has been that it's.
I know.
Oh no, Tumblr is gone.
Someone just tried to tell me today they've never seen the Tumblr panic, and I was like, I knew you in 2016, and that's the last one I remember.
It's like, I remember when Yahoo bought it, and it's just like, oh, it's dead now. It's never
every single time someone bought it, they're like, it's dead now.
You're going to have to pay to use it.
No,
Although, if they did make us, that would make me leave. I ain't paying for Tumblr. Sorry.
I'm not paying for Tumblr. I'll go back to like Dreamwidth or something.
Jesus. I still get emails from LiveJournal. About things. Like, it took me ages to work out how to unsubscribe from all the live journal groups I was in. And I was like, I was getting like, emails from fucking, what was that one we were all in? Swooping is bad.
Oh, I wasn't ever in it.
No?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still around. I think some people still post to it, but I only get notifications from one person. So I don't know if it's just that one person
shouting to the void.
I get an email like every year that someone I used to be friends with on LiveJournal's birthday happens.
Oh yeah,
and that's like it. Okay.
What about you, Claire?
Claire
hasn't told us how she runs the wine stand.
Yeah, Brandon.
Well, we have an extra person. I lost count.
I think it depends on the day. If it's cold out, I actually do something. I usually like to get some tea, maybe bundle under a blanket, light a candle, listen to some calming music. Otherwise, I mean, if it's hot, I'm so weather-based. If it's hot out, I'll just kind of melt on a couch and watch something stupid or like something really mindless that I can laugh at or just completely, I don't know, let my brain shut off. Occasionally video games work, but it really depends on the day. Because if I'm in a really bad mood, I don't want to do anything and video games count as doing something.
If it's been a really bad day.
Oh man! Yeah, I wish I thought.
If it's been a really bad day, I will play Thane's recruitment mission from Mass Effect 2, specifically that one because there are a lot of really good sniping angles, and it's very satisfying to watch that explosion of purple goo after a really bad day.
Yeah, depending on, I mean, I used to. I haven't played Overwatch in ages, but I used to load up Overwatch because. Killing other people, sentient beings, and being like, yeah, die, you stupid motherfucking band child, is very satisfying.
Yeah, Mass Effect 3 multiplayer was really good for that, actually.
Yeah, I think being able to shoot things in a video game is somehow soothing to me, as much as, like, guns themselves make me uneasy. Somehow video game guns are more relaxing.
I used to play as the Geth Destroyer, you know, the big Geth.
Yeah, yeah.
In Mass Effect 3. That was great because nothing could kill you where you just sort of stomp through, doof, 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 and just blast people to smithereens. And that was extraordinarily satisfying. And did help a lot.
The only games I can really play when I'm pissed off is, like, The Sims, and then I can, like, do cruel, cruel things. To, or, like, or like beautiful Katamari. In fact, it is impossible to be in a bad mood while listening to the Katamari soundtrack. Like, this is actual scientific fact. So... Speaking of scientific facts.
Again, seamless.
Seamless.
Our lovely guest, Closet in Canada, sends us this, the most horrifying yes. PSA ever. And Imogen, I'm gonna send you timestamps on what you need to extract because it's absolutely classic. But
okay.
It's basically about not putting things in your mouth.
Oh, okay.
Unless you've asked someone you love if it's okay. And while I was prepping today, I was talking to a friend, and she said to me, and I'm glad one of us said it because I wasn't going to say it first. She was like, that wouldn't work for me because I know that my husband would tell me, I love you and it's still okay.
Okay, so you'll have to tell me the things we need to not put in our mouths, and I will put them in so that we can then be suitably horrified. But my reactions are not, I don't know what they are, so my reactions are completely false right now. I'm not
things from strangers, right?
Yeah, basically. Like I can link you the PSA, but I couldn't mm-hmm. think of a good way to play it for our listeners at home, so you'll have to like
How long is it?
It's
only a couple of minutes, I think.
Well, it's not as funny in context. It's only like a it's only like 2 minutes. But it's not funny if you listen to the whole thing in context, because then they're like, oh, drugs are bad. But but if you just get to the chorus about putting things in your mouth.
Remember this song. Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you stuff it in your face. Don't stuff it in your face. Though it might look good to eat. Though it might look good to eat. And it might look good to taste. And it might look good to taste. You.
Okay,
when I worked at the library, they had a rule that you weren't like supposed to take gifts from patrons and stuff, and one time this lady came up to me and just dumped a bunch of butterscotch on me and then left, and I show it to my boss and she's like, don't eat that. I was like, I wasn't going to. She was like, well, you're not supposed to take gifts. I'm like, I didn't have a say in the matter. They just kind of got dumped on me. I'm sorry, we've got some literally.
It was
crazy
a run by
patrons.
Butterscotching, obviously.
Pretty much. It was a huge pile of them too. It's just like whoosh, and then like walked away. I was like, what's happening?
Wow.
Well done, that's our episode title, Calls It In Canada. Run by butterscotching.
Run by butterscotching. Oh.
Oh god. Okay. Yeah, but I'll pop the whole thing. I might put it in as an after credit scene.
I can always link it on Tumblr.
Oh yeah, we'll do that too. But yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Exciting things. Exciting things.
But we need that choice section there.
The choice section there.
I'll say in the podcast.
Remind me, because I always tell you I'm going to send you things to include, and then I don't. I'll put a poll up on the Twitter. Never happens.
Yeah, she put the poll should be, what's the worst thing you can put in your mouth?
Oh my god.
We're such a mature, we're mature ladies. We're
we
very
are.
Sophisticated.
Oh, totally. Okay. Our dear friend Closet in Canada asks,
we should have just had you like keep
just
them
ask them out loud.
I know. I feel like we should.
Yeah, at randoms.
Go ahead. No, I'm kidding. You don't have
I don't remember what I asked.
They're always such great questions. Like, there's always, like, a breadth of places to go. What is your favorite mod in a video game? One you would never consider playing without? The first person who says the boner mod in Dragon Age Origins. Out of the cast! Out of the cast!
Blocked! Blocked! You're all blocked!
Blocked!
You're all blocked!
but dead King Kaelin.
You know, and that... It was funny for, like, the first 10 minutes I knew about it. Like, and then it was funny, like, the first time you accidentally forgot to turn the mod off.
Oh, I'm such a fucking mod whore, though, now that I play on the PC. Like, okay, one I absolutely will not play without is the pajama mods. I mean, now they've got extra outfits in Skyhold, but I literally stopped playing for a while when mods weren't working because I couldn't stand seeing myself in that fucking outfit.
Mm. What about you? Jones. What about you, Canada? What is the official mod of Canada?
Yeah. I play on console.
Yes.
None.
Yes.
But yeah, wow. I mean, so many games are just modded to all hell now that I have, like, I have so many mods in Fallout that it broke the game and it can't, I no longer have all the vanilla assets that are supposed to come with the game because I can't, like, I got so many things for my settlements and stuff that I have too many decorations and it can't load them all.
I've never successfully modded a non-Dragon Age game. Actually, I've only ever modded Origins. Like, it's the only game I successfully managed to mod.
I mean, Bethesda games are made to be easily modded, so those are real easy. Origins is pretty easy. I don't think I ever... I mean, Dragon Age mods are weird for me because I played on console for so long.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
But then, yeah, I did mod the fuck out of things once I got onto PC. Like, now I have to have the Grey Warden armor in Origins because
it just
feels right. And that's good armor.
Like, yeah, I do. For Origins, it's Grey Warden Origins armor, except that I always manage to load that up wrong and so we get the naked joining scene. DA2 elves, because otherwise our limb looks dumb.
Yeah, nice kind of... in between one where I don't know, it looks they did it pretty naturally with the DA2 elves.
I think what they did, the DA2 elves, like the abomination that is Zevran in Dragon Age 2 isn't the abomination.
He actually looks pretty good when you put the DA2 mod on him.
Yes, but he looks so terrible in Dragon Age 2 himself. Yeah. But so DA2 elves, Dragon Age 2 Warden armors. But now that I've actually finally managed to get Inquisition mods working, I've got a couple of new hairstyles in there because the hair in Inquisition
is so bad.
Fucking like, terrible!
Every single one of my female Inquisitors has a hair mod. Now Lucian finally does. He was my only unmodded boy. And now he has hair, special hair too.
I've also modded the starting armors.
I've got a different starting armor mod for pretty much each one of them, depending on who I'm playing. And then I've got different Skyhold armor for each one, and I got different hair and tattoos.
Yeah, it's funny with the starting armor because my Dragon Age Inquisition is now just my go-to character creator when I'm making new characters, so I don't bother actually playing the whole thing. But I couldn't stand it.
Oh, I because hate the
starting outfit is so terrible. So
and
I would
it,
just
it feels weirdly under textured or something. I don't know. It looks worse than everyone else's clothes.
Bad. It looks so bad. It's... And it just it hangs like a sack.
Yeah, and it was a travesty to me when I was playing as Avalon because she's so fancy and it was so ugly. And I was like, she would never. Like, I don't care. She would never come in that.
Yeah, I really wanted to put like Finn in the circle robes, the blue ones that a lot of the mages. But you can't get that. You can't get a mod.
Yeah, you
for
can't
those
get
either.
The circle robes, which is
no, and
a bummer.
It's shitty and annoying because he would have been in his circle robes.
Yeah,
it makes
I ended
sense
up
for,
just
true,
putting...
It makes sense for a Trevelyan to be in the circle robes.
Yeah, I ended up putting Lucian in the light Templar armor.
because I was like, because I mean, Malcolm now canonically has Templar armor.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know. They all have circle symbols on them and shit. So I was like, I'll just pretend this is like a fancy circle, because no one really wears the light Templar armor in game. Like, there's a few background people, so I was like, I'll just pretend.
I actually like the light Templar armor a lot. So.
What mod makes you want to like climb through the computer and take someone's computer away from them?
Let's see.
White
Pretty
Isabella.
Much any mods for women.
Like White Isabella.
Isabella especially, like, yeah, White Isabella, and then there's so many, like, pretty versions of any of the female companions. Every single one of the mods for Anders is an actual abomination and terrifying and
maybe
need to be stopped, because they're so, so bad.
Maybe that's the whole point.
Yeah, but I can't do searches for Anders anymore, and like, for screenshots, because then I'm like, ah, what is this?
I showed you one the other day.
Oh, yeah, everyone uses that, like, high-res face texture for him, and it makes him look so weird. It's like Uncanny Valley Anders, and I don't like it.
The one that gives him, like, crazy eyes?
Yeah, it gives him crazy eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, please stop. Don't do this.
I think for me it was the Slap Morgan mod. Like, the other ones, like...
Oh, yeah, God.
All get me, too. But, like, the Slap Morgan mod, like, everyone just thinks it's funny. They're like, slap that bitch in the face. I'm like, ah, you're a dick.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I judge you if you use it. So,
yeah.
Oh, I was living in such a happy space, I had forgotten that that existed.
I know.
Yeah. There's a lot of terrible, terrible mods in this world, like straight Dorian and Sarah and...
Yeah, I mean, it's different from, you know, like, in Mass Effect, you have the option in the game to punch the reporter. And I don't judge people for doing that, for choosing that option in character, because, like, it exists in
some people play dicks. Like, you can actually,
I mean,
like,
when they do it in character, I do judge them when they themselves are like, yes, this is so satisfying.
Yes, that being the difference. But, like, I'm not my characters. I don't go around punching reporters, but, like, someone actively sought out and made a mod just so they
can smack a
female character that they disagree with because she's a little acerbic, I guess. I don't know.
Because she's... Oh, I don't know. Because they're a dick. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just like... you can't, if the game allows you to be an arsehole and you want to take that opportunity to be an arsehole, then... I mean, I can't... Literally can't do it myself. But I have some admiration for people who do. I mean, I tried to do Aiden's playthrough once, and it just... I got halfway through and it was like, I can't be this asshole. I can't. But yeah.
My asshole dude Warden lost, I think, half his fucking party.
Yeah, no, that's the point.
That you couldn't lose.
When I'm at the end of Aiden's playthrough, like, I actually did the calculations. He has Dog and Loghain.
Good start.
Dog, Loghain, Ogryn. And I think that's it. I think that's all he has left.
Wow.
Because you kill... How do you kill Shale? You kill
Shale.
If
you don't destroy the Anvil of
Anvil.
The Void,
yeah.
You have to fight her. So yeah, I lost Shale. I lost Sten. I lost Wynn. I didn't lose Leliana somehow.
Yeah, you can leave if you don't take her.
She believed
if you don't take her with you.
I didn't take Wynn either because he was a mage and he fucking hated her. But
I didn't lose Wynn.
He didn't take
know
either.
Exactly
and...
where she is.
But yeah, like, I think Wynn was like, I'm out, and then Leliana. I think since I already lost Wynn, maybe the game like had pity on me or something. Zevran was okay with me. I think possibly just because I slept with.
Actually, yeah, I think Zevran's still there too. Because
had Morrigan because they were dating. And...
Yeah, Morrigan ran off because he refused to do the ritual with her. So.
Oh, and I still had... no. I'm trying to remember if I had Alistair. I think I made him king and married him off to Honora. Because he did not trust Loghain.
I exiled him. He was a drunk. no, yeah, it's very hard. And it, so by the end of the mission, unless you've got like 5,000 healing potions in your inventory, you just die because you haven't got.
Oh yeah, I was forced to be healer, and let me tell you, except for in Overwatch, where it's the one game where I like being healer, I am not a good healer. Should not be expected to keep my party alive because I'd be like, whoops, that person died. Whoops, that person. Because I would not pay attention to it at all. I'd be running around.
No healers, no mages, no ranged at all. So you know how that last battle with the dragon. You really do need a couple of bows and arrows, otherwise you're fucked. So yeah, canonically Aiden died, and the blight never got stopped.
It's like a kegger on top of dragon up there, chugging potions. Speaking of keggers, what? What food do you make for the holidays that you don't ever waste your time making any other time?
Yay, back to food.
Yay.
I mean, pretty much any holiday. Like, I'll be making some green bean casserole tomorrow, and I don't make that except for the holidays.
Okay, before we go further, I need to know, because I have never seen this phenomenon of a green bean casserole. Because to me, okay, a casserole, okay, is a bunch of meat in a pot that you cook in the oven for a couple of hours. Is that what this is?
It's a bunch of green beans with cream of mushroom soup and thrown into the oven.
I usually put
those on mostly after so they don't get too mushy.
Well, you put some in. You put the rest on top.
Yeah.
Is this a Midwest thing?
I think. Yeah. It's a Thanksgiving thing, isn't it? Like it's like a traditional dish at Thanksgiving. Well, green bean casserole.
We ate it outside of Thanksgiving.
I pretty much never did.
Because like all the individual ingredients for it are pretty cheap.
Yeah, like, it's really cheap and easy.
Yeah.
Which is part of why I'm making it, because it's just going to be me and Travis and my parents. That'll be it for Thanksgiving.
As is most Midwestern cooking, cheap and easy and in
basically,
a hot dish.
Can you throw it into, can you throw it in a hot dish and throw it in the oven and kablam, you're done.
Can you put it in a dish with soup and make a meal?
Yeah, can you throw some cans together?
Basically. Basically.
Although I got fresh green beans, so.
I always use frozen.
I usually used canned, but I got fresh this time.
Oh, I don't.
Partly because I was wandering around very tired.
This is not post-apocalyptia. Like, why would I eat canned vegetables?
Also, you live in Hawaii. That's just a dumb thing to eat canned vegetables there. You're always nice and fresh.
Well, of course, because we're already eating canned meat.
Yeah, speaking of post-apocalypse.
Hey, no one disses spam in this podcast.
I'm just saying she's dissing canned vegetables.
That is not the same thing.
Bam.
True.
Well, martial law. Okay.
I mean, otherwise, what about desserts? I'm pretty much just, because I like baking desserts anyways, so I usually find something new every time it's some sort of holiday, so.
What about in Canada? Is there a specific Canada dish that you make for holidays? Canada?
Yeah, there are several. The one that comes to mind right now is tortière, which is it's a French-Canadian pork pie that no one can be bothered to make any time other than Christmas. Like it is specifically for Christmas Eve that you're supposed to eat it either before or after midnight mass. I don't remember which.
Yeah, that sounds very French and very Catholic. So that checks out as Canadian.
are they little little individual ones or big one?
That you sort of slice it like a slice of fruit pie, and then everyone gets to eat a piece. It's got crust on the top and the bottom. It's usually dry as hell, and you have to cover it in ketchup to make it edible.
Oh yeah. In England, they've got like little individual pork pies, which is basically, as far as I can tell, and. Because I'm the pseudo English person. It's just basically someone's got a can of Spam and wrapped pastry around it and put it in the oven. That's basically what it tastes like, too.
I make a meat pie with sausage. Like, I just buy, like, pork sausage or whatever and make that into a pie, and that's really good.
Yeah. We make a beef and Guinness pie, which is fucking delicious, but also too much hassle to do because you have to blind bake the pastry and stuff. But it's very nice.
Yeah.
For us, because there's only, like, I only make one thing once a year, and that's trifle.
I was just gonna say, for Christmas. Tell us about your trifle.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so you know those. Well, my mum's mum used to get sponge. She used to make the sponge cake. So you make a big sponge cake and you leave it out stale to go stale for a couple of days, and then you butter it with jam. You spread it with jam, huge amounts of jam, and then you pour in about a bottle and a half of whiskey or whatever alcohol you have on hand. We actually usually use dry sherry, so you pour in as much whiskey or sherry or whatever that you can fit into the sponge, and you leave it for a little while, and then you cut it up and you line a glass bowl. So it's important that it's glass so you can see it. You line a glass bowl with the sponge cake, and then you put in the bottom of it, you throw in cut up jelly, so jello is what you would call that, jelly being, you know, wobbly stuff, and I've cut in and about half a pint of blueberries and half a pint of strawberries and half, like, heaps and heaps of berries and a heap of custard, and then you put whipped cream on the top and line it with glaciered cherries and walnuts, and it's fucking delicious. So
yeah, that sounds amazing.
That's my trifle.
Yeah.
It's extraordinarily alcoholic, and I nearly always have it for breakfast. I have it for breakfast on Boxing Day because by that stage I'm like, because Christmas Day is a very boozy affair here, and next morning I'm nearly always hungover, and it's a very good hangover cure.
Like, the funny thing is, I like pumpkin pie, but I don't tend to make pumpkin pie. But then I'm the dessert person, so let's see. I tend to make pumpkin something. So this year I'm going to make pumpkin chocolate chip cookies. One year I made a pumpkin cheesecake, which was so good. Had a thin layer of chocolate on top, and like the cheesecake itself was super light and fluffy and yum. So yeah, like I'll go with themes.
That's cool. What about you, Brandon?
I can't think of anything because, like, most holiday foods, with the exception of pumpkin, we only do that in the fall because otherwise I get overwhelmed. But I don't make a lot of things that you don't make all the time. I made beef Wellington last year for Christmas. So,
nice.
I mean, maybe. I nailed it the first time. So I'm so proud of myself.
No, remember you posted. There's
so much that can go fucking wrong in a beef Wellington. I was like shaking, like I was doing brain surgery on this thing, and it was gorgeous when it was done. But that's the only thing. In fact, like today, and the whole reason this question was in here is because I was having some domestic outrage at the grocery store today with all these holiday shoppers who are all of a sudden like, no, my meal's got to be home cooked, going through and collecting up all my garlic and shit that I need. And I'm already in a cranky mood and like, can I just get my fucking garlic powder here, guys? I use that every day. I'm not going to use it tomorrow and then forget I have it for the next year. You know?
Yeah, and you know what? These people who are doing that and getting the garlic powder, 100% they've still got garlic powder. 100% they've still got garlic powder in the back of their cupboard from last year. Oh, so they don't need to be taking yours.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly my problem. And I mean, I'm already raging because, like, the store was out of the store brand of coffee creamer that I use, so I had to buy name brand, which costs more, and it's a brand I don't like.
Didn't just get some Baileys?
Yeah, you know, they frown upon that when you have to pick your kid up from school.
only if you have more than, you know, four. but it's funny because you're talking about holiday food as well, because Sydney's, and you, same with you, Brandon, Hawaii as well, it's hot at Christmas.
Yeah.
And a heap of the holiday foods that people talk
about. Heavy and warm.
Usually. Heavy and hot. And like my sister's parents-in-law always do a turkey dinner on Christmas Day, and it's just like 45 degrees outside. And the oven's been on since 4 in the morning.
Oh god, no.
It's like, it's fucking terrible. So we don't like the Australian tradition for Christmas Day is a seafood lunch. cold seafood. Ooh. So we usually always have prawns and smoked salmon and oysters.
Oh, nice.
And then we have like a big and cold ham, sliced ham and salad, lots of different types of salad and vast quantities of booze. And then, trifle for dessert or pavlova for dessert. You know, guys know what pavlova is?
Yes.
Now I'm going to Google it.
It's a meringue.
Yeah, it's a giant meringue fruit, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, you can see it's like Great British Bake.
you know, from Great British Bake Off. The New Zealanders, will try to claim pavlova as theirs. It's not; it's ours. So shut up.
Well, Google says its origin is New Zealand.
Yeah, fuck you, Google.
And we all know Google is never wrong.
Yeah, we also know that Australians have an extraordinarily bad habit of poaching anything that New Zealanders make that's good and claiming it for themselves. So
that doesn't happen.
They're basically another territory of ours, so
I'm sure they'd appreciate that.
I love the New Zealanders. I love them so much. They're so beautiful and lovely and wonderful, and I really wish that we had their Prime Minister. Actually, that would be a good Prime Minister to have. So I'll take hers.
Oh my god, we started watching The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina yesterday while I was really cranky. I think that Taika Waititi is in it.
Ooh.
And he's dressed as a vampire.
That alone will get me to watch more of it. I watched one episode.
It's really good, guys. But like, and he shows up in one episode dressed as a vampire, and I was like, "Is that him?" And Jane was like, "Oh my god, it's like that movie you love." So it's full of like all these little pop cultural nods. So I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't intentional.
That would probably be right.
Yeah,
he's. Have you seen? You guys haven't seen Legion, Canada? Have you seen Legion?
I don't think so. Not within memory.
It's a Marvel. It's actually a Marvel series. It's based on the comics. The guy, the second half of The Flight of the Conchords, which I can't remember his name because I'm dumb, is in it, and he's fantastic. But the thing about New Zealanders is I just love the accent, and it's so funny because it's so similar to ours. But whenever I hear the New Zealand accent, I'm just like, why is it so much nicer than ours?
Had that in the episode of Flight of the Conchords. It's like, do they sound like us, but evil?
yes. They've got a song too. Yeah. Flight of the Conchords have got a song. What is it? Do Australians have a soul?
Yeah.
I always laugh at that because I'm like, probably not. Probably not.
Not to veer off topic, but I was checking the Twitter really quick in case we did get anybody trying to get our attention. And I just saw that my child has changed her name on Twitter to Uwu.
What? Uwu?
U-W-U.
Okay. So what is that emoji meant to represent? Uwu? Is it? Because I always just read it as Uwu. Is that what you're meant to read it as?
Cute face.
Yeah, it's like a little cute
two users, little closed eyes, and
okay,
it's kind of like Japanese version of the cat face.
At it and not take it passive aggressively.
it's been completely turned into a passive aggressive thing.
It's like that shrug emoji on Discord. Like someone someone made that a rage button of mine a long time ago, and I've only just gotten to a place where I can use it. Like we used it ironically for a while, and then now I can use it again and not be a dick.
I'm in awe of people who managed to get these things arranged in the first place. Like I saw someone tweet the other day a little ASCII scene of the bit in The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, yeah, I had that. I retweeted that.
Where you would give it where Frodo tries to give the ring to Galadriel.
Yeah,
it's just like in ASCII, and I was like, who the fuck has time to do that? Not me. I don't have time to do that. So it's not me that has time to do that. It's what I'm saying.
All right, what do we got here? We got about 6 minutes left. We're gonna play Truth or Dare. Yeah, holiday edition.
How are we gonna do dares?
I got this. Okay. I got this.
I trust you.
So Canada, Truth or Dare?
Truth.
What's your favorite holiday movie? Can be any holiday. It doesn't have to be one of these ones.
Right off my bat.
I guess Christmas, just because it's longer than the others. Like, I get...
Missed that?
Christmas, because I get more food there than I do at any of the others. Because I have a Christmas Eve and a Christmas Day and then a Boxing Day as well. So I get lots of food.
Oh, no, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh.
Oh, holiday. You missed the last
holiday. Oh, okay. Holiday movie. What's your favorite holiday movie?
Oh, God. None of them.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
They're all so horrendously emotional, and I don't have the patience for that.
That's fair.
Bad Santa.
Oh, I'm all over Rudolph.
I didn't get to ask you truth or dare, Imogen.
I know, but I had to tell you the Bad Santa was my favorite Christmas. Okay. No, it's actually not. It's Die Hard, but there you go.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Just keep asking all the same truth, huh? We got to play it now.
Well, if one of you had said Dare, I was going to say, what is your actual favorite Christmas movie? Assuming that all of you are holding back, like, Elf or something, like, or like,
oh, no.
Like Princess for Christmas or something.
I'm way up front. It's 100% Rudolph. It's the only Christmas movie I actually own. Only holiday.
What's the one, Miracle on 45th Street, that old one where the department store Santa, everyone thinks he's the real Santa.
Yeah, or whatever.
34th Street.
It's a number. Some sort of number.
You know, a movie I quite hate. I absolutely hate that everyone loves. And
Nightmare Before Christmas?
No. Well, man, that is so bad. But no, it's what is it, A Christmas Story? That, like, everybody loves, and they play it on TV, like, for 24 hours straight on a certain network. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, I was okay with it originally, and I've seen it so many times, I hate it now.
Every time I see it, I hate it more.
It's also, I think, set in Gary, Indiana. I swear it's set somewhere in Indiana.
It's set somewhere
in
Indiana.
Maybe it's just the Midwest. Yeah, I see it all the time, and I'm just like, no.
It's the one where the little boy asks for the BB gun for Christmas, and everyone's like, "You'll shoot your eye out," and then he gets his tongue stuck to a lamppost, and there's like a hideous lamp that looks like a woman's leg, which I always imagine when Kelly Sue DeConnick is like, "Does it pass the sexy lamp test?" Like,
that's always the one I think of.
It's always the one I think of is the fucking. Christmas Story lamp, and my very dear, sweet, wonderful high school boyfriend loved the Christmas Story, so they wanted to watch it at Christmas time every year, and I was like, okay, I'll watch this with you because I love you, and I hate it. I hate the whole thing.
We have there's a TV adaptation of Hogfather, which is the Christmas book by Terry Pratchett, which
yes,
we watch every year. That's fabulous.
I love that.
It's so good. I just love Susan. She's so good. Susan De-Eath.
Okay, no more diversion. Next.
Well, that was that
Claire
was...
wants to take Dare.
Oh, okay,
Claire
okay, okay.
Taskmaster.
All right. No, you're not.
I keep having to move you guys along. We've only done one truth now. Someone needs to go.
Claire's the taskmaster when there's something she wants to get to.
Yes. I'm just saying, we've got like 2 minutes left and we've only done a truth. It's not much of a game of truth or dare.
Fine, Claire, truth or dare.
Dare. Let's see what you got for our audio medium here.
What's your actual favorite dessert?
Dessert?
Yeah.
And
I'm not talking the truth version that you'd give us, like, oh, I love peanut butter pie. I'm talking, like, something made out of old people candy or something. Like, what's your dirty shame?
It literally is just, like, chocolate and chocolate. Like, let's see, flourless chocolate cake with chocolate syrup. Oh, and a little mint leaf. So good.
Okay, that's your foodie answer. Now tell us the real dirt.
That's my real what favorite. If I want my real, my like junky favorite would be, oh God. Now I'm just thinking of junk food though. Like actual desserts. And so I keep wanting to say Cheetos, but I can't say Cheetos.
Chocolate covered Cheetos?
Oh God.
Whoa. Whoa, my premenstrual brain just went. The Lay's chips completely saw me coming. They now have on the back of the label of the bag, it says put a handful of chocolate chips in here and microwave it for 20 seconds. And I was like, fucking bastard.
Okay.
Pretty much any sort of like fast food. I love fast food desserts. Like they've all got those various like candy cakes, like pies. Like there's like a Snicker pie and I love that shit. Those are so good.
Oh, I'm not even going to lie. Like those deep fried McDonald's apple pies.
Yeah, I was going to say deep fried McDonald's apple pie.
Every fucking time. You can't get me with the classic.
like that's just
so
they do a deep like fried taro pie here. That's actually it's interesting.
They just put out here a deep fried custard pie at McDonald's, and I had it once, and oh my god, that was disgusting. So I never do that again.
Your first mistake was eating custard. Anyway,
I like custard, but not in a deep fried apple pie. Like especially when you bite into it and you're expecting the choco filling, because you know that they used to make the apple pies out of chocos, right? They didn't actually have any apple in them. Back before I worked there, they didn't use apple in the McDonald's apple pies.
What the fuck is a choco? Chocos. What is that?
It's like, it's a fruit, but it's got absolutely no flavor. And they used to just put applesauce on it and stick it because they were cheaper than apples. Anyway, that could be an urban myth. And don't at me, McDonald's.
I would also not be surprised if it was just in Australia.
Yeah, it could have just been here.
We've got a lot of apples here, so.
Funny that the original Granny Smith apple comes from Australia and they have to fake apples in their pies. Whatever.
But we're not big on fruit pies here. Fruit pies are weird. We do make pies.
Fruit pie's gross.
Yeah. I think it's the same.
I hate all fruit pies.
Well, they don't like you either.
Good.
So there.
Claire, how do you feel about sugar pie?
Fight.
Whatever. All the apple pie for me. I have one sitting in front of me right now.
Yeah, go for it. apple pie is in fact the worst of the pies. So you know.
Whoa!
Jeez, we're over time, guys. Sorry, we're gonna have to leave it there.
There's my, you wanted a controversial dessert opinion.
Oh,
I like good desserts. I hate apple pie. Oh, it's all slimy and the apple's so gross.
Then you have never had good apple pie. I'm so
because it doesn't exist. It's gross.
Okay.
Cook an apple and it's bad as soon as you cook it.
All right. So if you have opinions on apple pie, you can send them to bibibicast@gmail.com.
Yeah, at me. I don't care. Or you can come straight at me at byebyebycast.tumblr.com. Send it. Put it in my inbox. Tell me I'm wrong, and I'll.
I officially move that we remake the Patreon levels in versions of apple pie.
Well, at the moment, they're NSYNC members. So yes, that what I need to. That I need to mention that we do actually have a Patreon now. And it is patreon.com/
if you like
bycast.
If you want us to make better sound quality.
if you want to throw a couple of bucks our way so we can buy Claire an apple pie and force her to eat it.
Fine, I'll work on you. Like last time someone made me eat fucking gross applesauce, I literally vomited.
I'd also like to throw out a very, very large thank you to our special guest, Canada.
I'm sorry, we didn't like let her talk much at all. It's so bad.
And I promise that we'll have her on again. And that's
right now. When we do this again, and we will, because she's like our only listener. We'll just have her ask the question.
Just write down your list of questions and ask them on the show.
Come on. Oh my god. Okay, so thank you guys for listening. If you did, I don't know if you even bothered to get to the end of this one, but we will see you all next week. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
Oh god. Claire, I'm gonna kill you. Okay,
yeah. Remember, boys and girls, never take anything from a stranger and don't put things in your mouth when you don't know what they are. If you eat somebody else's medicine or some bad food or some poison, you could get very sick. Yeah. Always ask someone you love before you put anything in your mouth.